When you've lived through something like Sandy, how do you balance the need to emotionally recover with the need to get back some sense of normalcy? A lot of people are struggling with that question right now.
You can't describe it in words because there's nothing. All you see is burnt out rubble. That's it. Burnt out rubble.
You know, there's no words to put on what happened here, but we got to start over and bring back this community.
You take a lot of stuff for granted, I think, until you get to this point, and then now it's, you just want to get back to it, you know? You want everything back that you complained about a week ago.
Just want to get back in there, get the kids back to school and things like that, get our life back.
In New York and New Jersey, people are trying to get back to their normal routines, but things aren't normal. This line, it's for a bus. With huge sections of a subway shut down, bus service is trying to help out. Some people said it took 4 or 5 hours to get to work on Thursday. And how about checking your email or sending a text? Millions of people still didn't have power on Thursday, couldn't even charge their phones. Some of the ones who did were offering it up to neighbors. They set up charging stations, running extension cords and power strips out of their homes for anyone to use. It's a sign of community coming together as it tries to recover. On our blog at CNNStudentNews.com, jobs, the economy, and education top your list of election issues. Priscilla's concerned about all three. With the prices of everything going up, including college, it's really going to be a challenge to attain a higher education. Carol says there aren't enough jobs for people who've just graduated college. I'm worried I won't be able to support myself when I graduate. Max writes, education should be the top concern. If we have a good educational system, we'll be able to make jobs and help the economy at the same time. Some folks, like Joshua, had a different take. The biggest issue for him is deficit reduction, as a large deficit could lead to a default on our debt. Jabari also notes the debt, saying new ways to try to fix it might not help. Austin writes, it's the high price of fuel. I think that if the price of gas were lower, more people would have jobs. And Brittany feels that Obama and Romney should talk more about what will happen when schools have to fire teachers because the school is low on money. People who think jobs are the number one election issue might focus on a government report that comes out every month. It updates the national unemployment rate and says how many jobs were added the month before. The latest numbers come out today. They're the last ones coming out before Tuesday's election. You can be sure the presidential candidates will be talking about this report and hoping it helps them gain some support on Tuesday. We looked at Governor Romney and President Obama's economic policies earlier this week. Today, as we wrap up our series on the candidates' positions, we're focusing on foreign policy. That covers a lot of issues, so we're going to cover two of them today. First one, the war in Afghanistan. President Obama has announced a plan that would have U.S. combat troops out of Afghanistan by 2014. Governor Romney has said he supports gradually pulling American forces out of Afghanistan, but he's criticized the president for announcing the timetable. Next up, Iran. When it comes to that country's controversial nuclear program, the U.S. presidential candidates share a lot of the same basic ideas. Neither one wants Iran to be able to develop a nuclear weapon. Both support the idea of using sanctions, punishments against Iran, and neither one has ruled out the idea of using military force against Iran. We have a ton of resources on the presidential election on our homepage. Go to CNNStudentNews.com, check out the election resources bin.